This podcast is supported by Cartier. In celebration of the Trinity Collection's 100th anniversary, Cartier shares testaments of love in all its forms from around the world. Please keep listening for today's love story later in this episode.
Well, hello there. It's Meghna Chakrabarty, host of Modern Love, the podcast.
And I'm Anne-Marie Sievertson, one of the producers of Modern Love, along with Jessica Alpert and John Parati.
Okay, except they're not in the studio with us. They're over there.
We're looking at
behind
them.
The glass, yep. Mixing this. Hi, guys. They're waving back. Anyway, we've got another bonus episode for you today, and this is where we talk your stories of love, loss, and redemption. And the theme for today's bonus episode is leaps of faith.
So this is in connection to the most recent episode of the podcast, A Faithful Leap, which retold Kelly Thomas's story. And I don't want to totally give it away if you haven't heard it yet, but it involves some serious emotional and physical leaps. Actor Amber Tamblyn read that one, and she really did an incredible job. Here's a taste.
Midway through our second day, we stopped for gas at a roadside station in central Ohio, 2 hours south of our destination. I asked my mother if she wanted me to drive, but she said she felt fine. Still, I sensed her despondency. Our excursion was coming to an end, and she could no longer pretend we were a couple of adolescents out on a lark. I was going where she could never go.
Well, you've taken some leaps, too, and we know that because we received a ton of emails and voice memos from you. And here's an example. I really loved what Jules Blackwell from Manhattan told us, so let's listen.
After a series of bad relationships and ineffective online dating, I discovered a man on LinkedIn. Because he was in Forbes 30 Under 30 and had a big social media presence, I decided to be bold and try to meet him by delivering a present to his work. Because his company has 2 offices in Manhattan, I went to the wrong one first, to ultimately meet him and give him, quote, the best surprise of his life.
So, Amory, gutsy move, don't you think?
Yeah.
Of course.
What, to show up at someone's office?
I thought that the Forbes 30 Under 30 would be, like, the next great dating site. The twist, though, that Jules told us is that the guy, he actually had a girlfriend, right? So the encounter ended with a long and warm hug and a thank you email later. So it's sweet. He's following up with her. And Jules was really happy that she had done this whole thing, even though it didn't work out, because, as we said a little bit earlier, it gave her a serious confidence boost. And then she told us, I love this, I didn't have to be wooed anymore. I could woo.
I love that that was the takeaway, and not that you probably just shouldn't show up at someone's office. But power to you, Jules.
Well, you know, a lot of people wrote in about taking a leap of faith because of something entirely different, bureaucracy, specifically immigration visas and how the desire to be together motivated 2 people to get married. But Emery, as you can imagine, maybe the timing isn't always perfect if the visa is the reason why you're getting married. And so then the visa comes to feel like this kind of strange interfering presence in the relationship. So take a listen to this. It was sent to us from Mexico.
My name is Jesus Hansen. I live in Jalapa, Veracruz, Mexico. And this is my leap of faith. A month ago today, my boyfriend and I were married after 6 years of dating. He says he doesn't love me as intensely as I love him, so I guess he took the leap of faith for me. I was born in Mexico in 1992, and in 1999, I was smuggled in illegally with my brother. So I lived in the States for 12 years up until the age of 18, which is when I met Gabe. A few months later, we decided after I graduated high school that we would come live in Mexico and start the adventure that has kind of been our life and our relationship. We came to live here because I could have a more normal life and with the hope of someday being able to return to how I grew up in the U.S. I think that when he decided to propose to me about a year ago, he decided that he wouldn't leave me here, even though I think that in relationships, you fall in and out, not necessarily in and out of love, but you fall in and out of each other. And he understands that right now he might be more out of me than I'm into him, but he might fall more in love with me at a later time. And I think that is the trust in a relationship. He makes ballet productions, he makes costumes. So we have never had a whole year of being with each other. He leaves for about 2 months and he's here for about 4 months. Sometimes he's here for 2 weeks. Whenever we're apart, he sends me emails and he calls them letters. So the last letter I received from him was 2 days ago, and it was entitled Letter from a Loving Husband. There's a line in it that I would like to read. It says, I know everything seems wrong for both of us now, but it won't always. I do love you so much, and I am yours. That's what being married means. It means we know we are coming back to each other, always.
So I want to share another one. This one was just written in, no voice memo this time. This is Amanda from Morocco, and she writes, we met by chance on a street in Marrakesh when I looked at him and immediately knew he was the one. 2 days together, and we were smitten. A second trip, and 4 hours after arrival, we were engaged, and now married for 10 years.
Oh, love at first sight.
Which I have to admit, I didn't really think was a real thing.
But it's a thing.
It's a thing. We got so many submissions from people who had been in long-term relationships. They see someone across the street, and suddenly life changes.
I love that. I mean, it's true. It happens. I know a lot of people it's happened to. And it's always so inspiring. And the thing is that sometimes, yes, those love at first sight relationships, obviously, some of them don't last, right? You know, first impressions are lasting, but sometimes they might not be the right impressions. But on the other hand, some of those love at first sights, they do last. I mean, the relationships go for a long, long time. And so with that in mind, can I share just one more that we
Hit
got?
Me. Yep.
Okay, so here it is. Here's the last audio postcard for this go around.
My name is Megan Bruner. I live in Sacramento, California.
My name is Andy Bruner, and I'm married to Megan Bruner. Well, I had moved to that town for a job. I had 5 roommates, and I did the grocery shopping for everybody. So basically, I was at the store almost every 2 nights. And initially, I saw her looking for sunscreen and food and beer. I continued to see her around town, different places. I would say hello. And then finally, I just decided to ask her out.
I said no initially because I was at work at the grocery store and he was coming through my line and there was a whole nother 10 people behind him and I didn't want to get in trouble at work.
And I kind of thought, that sounded interesting. It wasn't a no, I'm not interested in you. It was a no, I can't give it to you.
So the next night, I was again at work, but I was leaving work to go on a dinner break. And he was going back into the grocery store. And I saw him in the parking lot and decided, hey, I can give you my phone number now.
I just immediately thought, I'm going to mess with this girl and see how her sense of humor is, because that's very important to me, is a good sense of humor.
And he said, oh, no, I don't want it anymore.
And she looked crushed. I quickly said, I'm just messing with you. Yes, I want your number. When Megan and I first started hanging out, she would come over every evening and we would just talk incessantly for typically 4 to 6 hours at a time, just talking and talking about our life story and our divorces and what we'd been through, what we would never tolerate again. I wanted to lay it out thoroughly for her, probably like I never had for anyone else. And she did the same for me, which was pretty interesting because she was 20, 10 years younger, but she had gone through the same thing pretty much I had gone through, which was a bad divorce, a spouse that cheated on us. And so we had a lot in common in that way, but we also found out we had a love of music and a love of the outdoors and a love of travel. And so we just had so much in common that we were together every night.
Every day together for a whole week, and it was kind of the circumstances at home at my parents' house, and it was, nope.
You know, we don't know this guy. You're staying out till 3 or 4 in the morning. This is unlike you. And they kind of laid out an ultimatum.
I'm Julie Turkowitz. I'm a reporter at the New York Times.
to understand changes in migration, I traveled to the Darien Gap. Thousands have been risking their lives to pass through the border of Colombia and Panama in the hopes of making it to the United States. We interviewed hundreds of people to try and grasp what's making them go to these lengths. New York Times journalists spend time in these places to help you understand what's really happening there. You can support this kind of journalism by subscribing to the New York Times.
That she needed to stop doing this. And I kind of laughed when they said this to her. And I said, you're 20 and divorced. What are they doing that for? And she couldn't understand it. And I said,
hey, you have a place to stay if you want. No strings attached.
And she looked at me like, are you crazy? And I said, no, I'm dead serious. You know, you can have my room and I'll sleep out on the couch and my roommates are cool. They're good with it.
Yeah, you can just have a place to stay. And so I moved in after knowing him for a week. And
now we've been married over 14 years.
Oh, sorry, there go the dogs. I think we're going to put them outside. Come on, go outside.
Wow, 1 week. They knew each other for a week, and then they move in together, and now, 14 years later, dogs barking, birds chirping. You're right, I'm becoming a believer, slowly but surely. It can happen in the grocery aisle, it can happen, as you'll hear in next week's episode, on an airplane, and now we actually want to hear your stories about where you met your special someone.
Science Museum.
A science museum. Magna's going to share right
now.
Sorry, TMI. In a science museum. We want to hear them. Write them down. Record a voice memo with them. Send it to modernlove@wbur.org.
And make sure to tell us where you live, because we know that you're listening to us from all around the world. So let us know where you are. And by the way, we've got a map.
Yes,
we have this
worldwide map that is growing, and we want to put you on it. So don't forget that detail.
And you can see the map, by the way, at wbur.org/modernlove. The next episode of the podcast comes out a little later this week, so don't forget to download that. And Amory Sievertson, one of the producers of Modern Love, the podcast, and now official believer in love at first sight. Thanks so much, Amory.
Thanks, Magna.